Oh, it's Bright Shark.
Oh, hey, Raymond. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I've been trying to get a hold of you.
I know. I got your message that you were wanting to cancel the account. What's going on?
Yeah, we're just not getting any work that way. We just decided that, especially through the winter and stuff like that, it really slows down. So we just don't have the money to be able to do it. We just run out of money, and we're just out. Yeah, so,
I see.
I mean, I get you paid and take care of it, you know. Everything's just getting so expensive to do everything, and I'm trying to come in there with a really sharp bid, and I just can't afford it. So, I got to get
right.
That,
makes sense.
That one off. Yeah.
So, if you want to take care of that past due balance, I can do it now and then cancel the account to prevent further charges. But I want to let you know that the hiccup on your account is that they've been reaching out to you to do a little quick 10-minute process that Google was asking. It's called a video recording. And for some reason, it said,
I did that last week, and they turned it down. So I don't know what's going on with that. They said I didn't. I have to do a proof of ownership.
Okay.
And so I just took a picture of me. They showed a video where you just take a picture of unlocking your vehicle and getting in it and starting it. So I did that. And then I gave a picture of where I – it wasn't at the address where we, if they want an address to where we get our bills, I mean, that's my house, you know, because we don't have we don't really have a business, storefront.
No, that's okay. If you're a home-based business, all Google would ask is that you're uploading the video within 50 miles of your business location. So even though your home address is going to be hidden on the profile, they still want you to be somewhere close, you know, within 50 miles of Layton when you upload the video. And they know that by your GPS location, you know, when you're uploading it. Because they're doing behind the scenes, Raymond, is they're trying to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, right? Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when they see that you're uploading that video from your, you know, close to your location, and they see a couple things to show that you're a real business owner, then they say, okay, we can actually publish this. So I'm sorry that it didn't go through, but one option that I want to give you just in case, because once that does get verified and published on the first page, that's where you're going to see an explosion of results. And I know that, you know, summer is right around the corner, so that will really help things pick up for you. So since you have to take care of the past due amount anyway, one thing I could do is collect that, and then rather than cancel it, I could put a service credit on there for next month, which means you would be paid in full all the way until May 13th, okay? And my objective in doing that is to give us plenty of time to get that video verification to get uploaded and stick, get your business on the first page. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And then, you know, come May 13th, if for some reason you still want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we cancel it, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges.
So when you say you're going to do the upload and everything like that, what are you making sure that goes through? I mean, it sounds like it's got to go through my phone anyway, right?
Exactly. What I meant is we would make sure that it goes through on your end. And what that means is either have you attempt it again, or rather than you have it attempt it again and then it gets rejected, maybe the second time have one of my technicians from the verification department call you and kind of walk you through it and do it at the same time, you know, that you're on the phone. That way we can ensure that it gets done and it gets accepted, you know. Because sometimes people will upload it and it's in a different resolution or something. Yeah.
Today is March 13th.
Yep. That's why I said May 13th, because what I would do is push the next billing out 30 days. So your next billing would be April 13th, but that one will be a free month. That'll be a service credit. So you would be paid in full all the way till May 13th. And that gives us plenty of time to get that very important piece of the puzzle done, you know?
Well, I'd like to do that. My thing is that, you know, I just wasn't seeing any results. You know, I just...
Right.
You can't see results until
that part is done.
Okay.
Yeah, because Google won't let us publish it on the first page until they solidify that you're a valid business in the area. And actually, Raymond, I know it seems like a hassle that you have to do that extra step, but at the end of the day, it's a good thing that they're offering it, because Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, you know, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So, you know, when they see that and you upload the video and then you get published on the first page, then that's a good thing because, again, they're going to protect you from those Mickey Mouse companies that come in and try to steal clients. They're not going to let that happen.
So what I have to do is I got to talk to my wife about the extension as far as getting you paid and stuff like that. I just don't want to put a credit card on file. You know, I don't want to do that. I'll get you paid. If you want to send me a bill, I can go ahead and get that paid. We can do it electronically or whatever. Right now I'm driving. We can do that. My wife doesn't get in until like 8:30 tonight. So, and, she's the one that told me to chop it off. So I'm like, okay. Cause she's actually the head honcho of the business.
Got it. Okay. The, sending the check probably wouldn't be a viable option only because number one, the only way we accept handwritten checks is with a 3-month prepay because we're a green company. We do everything electronically and you don't owe us 3 months, right? You only owe us for the 1 month. But secondly, your regular billing date is the 24th and today's the 13th. So if you wrote a check and you mailed it to us and then it gets to our office and then it has to go through accounting and who knows how many hands it passed before it actually gets applied to your account. But if it happens to get applied after the 24th, then another payment will hit. And I don't want that to happen to you. So how come you don't want to put a credit card on file? Because we've never overcharged you or anything like that. You know,
I want to make sure that we talk and see how the month went before it automatically pays out. I don't want those charges going on anymore. So I turned a lot of my cards off because I was getting charges that I didn't even know what was going on. And some people were billing me that didn't even have the right to be billing me. And so I turned those all off so you guys couldn't run the cards. And I wanted to talk to everybody. And
yeah, but you're saying some people and everybody, but I don't know who you're referring to, but that doesn't happen with us.
Well, I'm talking about
other
things that I've done. Just
yeah. No, I know. There's
like,
a lot of...
It's like you go rent a car, right? And you rent a car and there's some kind of dilly thing that they put in there that they're going to charge you an administration fee or something for it. And you never even heard about that. And all of a sudden you get it. And you get this bill and you want to know about it, you know, and then they don't return your call or anything. So we were like, I don't know. If you put them on file, you're at their discretion. But if I don't put it on file, they're at my discretion. Does that make sense?
So
if I say,
okay,
if somebody's going to charge me $49.95, and I say, okay, it's $49.95, and then all of a sudden I get a bill and it's $250. Oh, wait a minute. Now I got to get a hold of them instead of them getting a hold of me for making me understand why they overcharged me.
Yes, yes. Again, that hasn't happened with us, but if you're comfortable, here's an option that I could do for you. We have a card on file that ends in 8560, and that card is no good anyway. It says the account's been closed. So what I could do is I could take your card for the one-time payment, charge that, and then I could go back and put this one on file, which is the one that's not going to process. And because, I mean, all of our accounts have billing stored, so we can't do anything about that. But I could put this original card back on file and just use the card that you're paying as a one-time payment, if you like.
Yeah. Let me, like I said, let me get a hold of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, are you working tomorrow or are you closed on Saturday?
We're closed on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So Monday. I'll be able to talk to you on Monday. I can call you or you can call me. I know we keep missing each other, but I have called you a couple times. I've been calling, but I always
you know what's funny is on my phone system, I have a history of missed calls. Your number isn't in that history that I missed your call, but I got your voicemail. So your voicemail showed that I missed your call, but it's weird because it shows these numbers that I missed calls from, and it wasn't on there, which is strange. So I'm going to have the tech department figure that out, why I didn't get the missed call just showing your number, because sometimes when I get that, I call people back even before I listen to the voicemail because I see, oh, they're trying to reach me, you know. And so, but another option that you could do, since you know you want to wait till Monday anyway, is you could go to a Walmart or 7-Eleven and get one of those prepaid Visas and put $149 on it, and then we could set it up like that on Monday, too, if you like. But either way, I want to make sure that that video verification gets done. So on Monday, I can also, you know, help you get, you know, an appointment with the verification department so someone can walk you through it.
Yeah. Tell me what I need to tell her, because...
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to help her understand what's going on, because we want to get back to verified, because, I mean, we have a 5-star rating with our customers, and right now, because I don't know what's going on, but they can't even put a review in. I can't request a review form from them. So.
Yeah. When it goes through this verification process, they won't allow reviews. They won't even allow anybody to make edits on it. So let's say you went in and you wanted to update your hours of operation.
I tried to edit things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why it might be the best to have our verification department talk to you on Monday just to make sure that it all goes through, you know, because you don't want that Google listing to be down, you know, longer than it has to, because it'll end up affecting you. And, you know, in the meantime, I don't know if you've looked at your website, but there's an orange banner at the top that says
the information here.
Yeah, that's just meant to be a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through. So just so you know, once this processes on Monday, that will come down within one business day. Incidentally, talking about that, there was a couple of people contacting you through the site, and you might have not gotten them because the account has been in suspension. Did you speak with Morella? She said that she saw that her neighbor's trees are overgrown and she wanted to get a quote on trimming them.
No, I haven't got anything. I don't think I had a Morella.
Okay. Yeah, there's Morella Marinda. Let's see what she said. Hey there, odd question for you. I'm looking to find some branches or trunks from aspen trees for a project. Oh, she's looking for some scraps or something.
I've given up doing that for people. I don't have time for them to come and pick stuff up. If they can almost pick those
up. Well, Morella put her in her address. She put 1889 East Sunset Drive, Layton. And then Jade put in 232 Barbara Street. Hello, I'm trying to get an estimate of how much it'll be to get trees in our backyard trimmed. Tom Nielsen.
How long ago were those?
Jade was February 16th. Marinda was February 23rd, but you weren't interested in her because she wanted scraps. And then Morella was on March 5th. So Morella was the most recent one. So just to let you know, most people, when you start ranking on Google, they're going to click to your site to contact you or click to call you from the first page. They're never going to fill out this form. But there are some rare occurrences where people see you and they can't call you right away because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug their information into this form and then you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. So these leads, if they come through when the account is in suspension, then you get a little email that says, you know, oh, hey, you've received a new lead. Please reactivate your account. So I think that that's why you didn't get these most recent ones is, yeah, see, they sent that on March 5th. You have a new lead, reactivate account generated by Local Splash. So, yeah, it's only because the account was passed due. If not, it would have been sent directly to you on your email and through your text message.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell my wife about that. And like I said, she don't get in until about 8:30. So I'll talk to her, and then we'll talk on Monday. Is there a good time that I should call you?
I'm here 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Mountain Time. So what I'll do is I'll put a note here to call you also just in case I haven't heard from you.
She'll actually be, she's off on Mondays too.
Okay, what time do you think it would be good? I could just set up a call back for that time.
Usually we're up and about on days off like that. We're definitely up and around about 10.
10, okay.
I don't like getting up too early on when I don't have to work.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's funny because I've been following these weight loss gurus on social media, and a lot of them say that in order to be healthy, it doesn't matter what you do at the gym or how healthy you eat, you have to get a minimum of 8 hours of sleep. And I thought, wow, that's an area that I really lack. I never get 8 hours of sleep, you know. Even on my days off, I'm so programmed to wake up at a certain time. It's so annoying. I'll be like, today I can sleep in, and I wake up just clockwork at my regular time.
I don't have to worry about that. My wife wakes me up at 4:30.
Wow.
She wakes me up and she feeds me breakfast. She's been feeding me breakfast ever since we got married.
What a sweetheart. Yep, she's a great lady. Oh, that's so nice. Well, you got it. I'll talk to you.
So it took me a while to find a good one.
It's true what they say then. Third time's the charm.
I hope so, because it's working out good. We've been married for 8 years now, so it's good.
So far, so good. Oh, that's great, Raymond. Yep. Okay, well, if you want to call me sooner on Monday, you can. You have my extension, but if I don't hear from you, I'll reach out
at
10 o'clock, okay?
At 10 o'clock, yeah. 10 o'clock would be good.
You got it. Okay, I'll talk to you then. Have a very nice weekend. You're welcome. No problem. Okay, bye.